It's 12 noon at KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Time for Terrasonic. Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on this Saturday afternoon here on the Colorado Front Range. Thanks for joining me today, making KGNU and Terrasonic part of your life. Got a lot of great music in the show for you today, a lot of it new, of course, but some looks back. Plus some looking back as well. If you'd like to get in touch, you can do so via email, dj@kgnu.org. This is Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU.
Thank you. frío. Le digo, mi guerra buena, a la orilla del río. Muchacha, no seas ingrata, tápame, que tengo frío.
ginga do negro, a ginga do negro, a ginga do negro, a ginga do negro, a ginga do negro, vi. Rasgando beats, abrindo pro santo, rodando e dando, cantando pro santo, rodando e dando, cantando e rodando pro santo, girando, rodando, cantando, dando. Rasgando beats, abrindo pro santo, rodando, dando, cantando pro santo, rodando, dando, cantando e rodando pro santo, girando, rodando, cantando, dando.
Nego,
ódio sambando, manco. Forte no couro, rasgando beats, abrindo pro santo, rodando, dando, cantando pro santo, rodando, dando, cantando e rodando pro santo, girando, rodando, cantando, dando.
You're listening to Terrasonic on a listener-powered KGNU Community Radio. My name's Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me today on this weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. We began the program with a set of all newly released music, though not all newly recorded. Started with Grupo Monumental from a song called Mi Son Caridad from Cuba, Music and Revolution, Culture Clash in Havana, Experiments in Latin Music, 75 to 85, Volume 1, compiled by Giles Peterson and Stuart Baker for Soul Jazz Records. Excellent compilation exploring the many new styles that emerged in Cuba in the 70s as jazz, funk, Brazilian, tropicalia, and even disco mixed together with Latin and salsa. On the island, as Cuban artists experimented with new musical forms created in the unique socialist state. The compilation just came out. It's released in conjunction with EGRAM, the Cuban state record company. After that, new music, or recorded in November anyway, and came out in November of last year from Colombia's Frente Cumbiero. The album is called Cera Perdida, and we heard Jale Jale. New music from Sao Paulo's Numa Gama. The record is called Memorias de Oneida and was made during his during Numa Gama's residency at the Public Record Library Discoteca Oneida Alvarengo. And he took percussions, beats, harmonic layers, and almost all other details extracted solely from the vast collection of the library. And created some pretty cool sounds with that. Again, Numa Gama. And then also from Brazil, Jadza, A Ginga do Negro, wrapped up that set. And in the background right now, it's Madlib teaming up with Kieran Hebden, better known as Fortet, who curated, edited, and arranged the 16 tracks on this album, Sound Ancestors, from a body of hundreds of recordings that Madlib sent him over a period of 2 years. And the track we're listening to now called Latino Negro. A lot of music still to come in the show today. We're barely just getting started. DJ at KGNU.org if you'd like to reach me. This is Terrasonic on KGNU.
Teach me how to catch fish. It's better than you they teach me how to chew fish. That be the wrong way. Teach me how to catch fish. It's better than you they teach me how to chew fish. That be the wrong way. You they teach me how to chew fish every day. But the day where you know they, you go worry me. Teach me how to catch fish. It's better than you they teach me how to chew fish. That be the wrong way. Teach me how to hunt meat. It's better than you they teach me how to chop meat. That be the wrong way. Teach me how to hunt meat. It's better than you they teach me how to chop meat. That be the wrong way. Hunter, you they teach me how to chop meat every day. But the day when you know they no say you go worry me. So teach me how to hunt meat. It's better than you they teach me how to chop meat. That be the wrong way. Teach me how to get cash. It's better than you they teach me how to spend cash. That be the wrong way. Teach me how to get cash. It's better than you they teach me how to spend cash. That be the wrong way. Rich man, you they teach me how to spend cash every day. But the day where you know they, you go worry me. You better teach me how to get cash. It's better than you they teach me how to spend cash. That be the wrong way.
Africa teachers have to turn thief.
He don't take.
My brother teach me how to kidnap.
I want pay.
My mama teach me how to pray. I no gree pray just because no be my way.
I want to
holy rich claro. Many cigarettes, well jumoke and caro.
I'll be your best friend, you know. Every day you they see. Anytime you see me, come make me joy on a body. So food and drink they buy me will not make me better. Drinks. If you be so me could stop them, follow.
My people in Congo, I want to from Egypt to Libya.
Taking with Uganda, remember Rwanda, Asita Tanzania, from Burundi to Ghana, take care of Somalia, Queen Sudan, Latin canal water, Monty Free Bobby Wine, Senegal, Madagascar, I need you Angola, Asita Tanzania, my people in Congo, I wanna be Sudan, not with Nigeria. From Egypt to Libya.
listening to Terrasonic on KGNU. My name's Joel Davis. We're about halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. Just heard new music from the Star Feminine Band, an all-female band from Benin, West Africa, ages 10 to 17. It's virtually unheard of for women, let alone teens or preteens, to play music. And these girls definitely have the chops. The track we heard from that one, it's a self-titled record, again, Star Feminine Band, and the track we heard called La Musique. Before that, an electronic producer, artist from Gabon, now living in Montreal. His name is Ngon Ndong, and from him we heard Demain Un Jour Nouveau, Tomorrow A New Day. Sort of a mystery band, Salt, prior to that, and from their record that came out in June of last year called Untitled. Black is one of the best of 2020, in my opinion, and shared by others. We heard Beau featuring British artist Michael Kiwanuka on the vocals, and before that, some Ghanaian music form based around the Fra Fra traditions of the Kalogo, a stringed lute using traditional instrumentation in entirely new ways. The group is called Alostman. The record is called Kalogo. It's on the Strut Records label. And we heard a track from that one. And in the background right now, from Black Lulu, this is Ya Bordayan. Black Lulu is a DJ selector producer from Tel Aviv, blending and digging together the beauty sounds of the Middle East scene. Here's Boris Manko, remixed by LA's Al Lover. It's Terrasonic on KGNU.
dame el perdón. No pido más, el viento trae
It's Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU. That was the beautiful voice of Peru's Susana Baca. Afro Blue, the Coop remix from Luaka Bop Remixed, came out several years ago. Before that, from the 2012 compilation on the Faraway Sounds label called Zenduni Funk, Psychedelia, and Pop from the Iranian Pre-Revolutionary Generation, we heard Amir Arasaki and Arus Kanon. And before that, Bardis Menko, Turkish rocker, remixed there by Al Lover from Al Lover Presents Rap Rock and Roll Mix. And in the background right now, from a group called Kofi, Co.fee, it's White Sands from a 2015 compilation, a mixtape called Beats of All Nations, Seasons Change. Established in 2005, Beats of All Nations is an organization focused on discovery, connections, and cultures from around the world through the scope of music, arts, and the international community. Cool stuff there, great compilation. Glad I stumbled upon that on, of course, Bandcamp. Rounding into the final stretch here of this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music known as Terrasonic. And this track's pretty short, so let's just get back into the tunes and get up to that last break, and we'll say goodbye then. It's Terrasonic on KGNU.
Oh,
Coming up on the top of the hour here, Terrasonic, this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music, coming in for a landing. Just heard some music from the classic Disco Fuentes label, 60s, 70s era music from Colombia, from a compilation on the Vampisol label called Afro Sound of Colombia Volume 1, Waganda, Kenya, the band. Tomas Blonde featuring Tina M. Before that, from a 2014 release on the Rhythm and Culture label called Future World, the track Dila Dajani. Legendary guitarist Gary Lucas, celebrated by Knitting Factory with a great two-disc compilation called The Essential Gary Lucas. And from that, we heard Rishte, the title track from an album recorded in 2009 with great Indian vocalist Najma Akhtar. And in the background right now, with a bit of a nod to Black History Month, Austin-based Brownout, a side project of members of the band Grupo Fantasma, and covering Public Enemy, Fight the Power, from their
album. Regional editor Mike Saunders is here in the studio. Planet.
And that's going to do it for this episode of Terrasonic. Stay tuned for Reggae with the Donovan, coming up after headlines from the BBC, African roots, so on and so forth. A lot of great music still ahead for you today on KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translator K229AC Nederland, K254CH Laporte, and K256CT Denver, Colorado. We are listener-supported community radio for the Front Range and beyond. My name's Joel Davis. Thanks for listening. We'll see you back here next time. Take care of yourselves and each other, and thanks for listening.
BBC News. Hello, I'm Tom Watt. The Egyptian authorities have released a journalist working for the Al Jazeera network after more than 4 years in detention. Mahmoud Hussein had been held under preventative detention without his case ever coming to trial. Sebastian Asher reports.
Mahmoud Hussein was arrested in December 2016 while he was visiting his family in Cairo. He was questioned for more than 15 hours, then released but arrested again days later. The Egyptian authorities accused him of spreading false news and receiving foreign money to defame Egypt's reputation. His arrest was seen by many as another attack by the Egyptian authorities on his network Al Jazeera, which they see as hostile. Al Jazeera says he suffered physically and psychologically. The head of the network has greeted his release as a moment of truth, saying no journalist should suffer as he did simply for doing his job.
In a major reform to its state-controlled economy, the Cuban government is to allow small private businesses to operate in most fields. The measure will expand permitted private activities from a list of 127 to more than 2,000. There are more than 100 exceptions which will remain under state control. Will Grant reports.
Exactly which 124 jobs are still obliged to remain under full state control is yet to be published. Experts on Cuba's tangled and complicated economy say the step essentially opens up almost all economic activity on the island to some form of private enterprise. Given how slowly reforms tend to move in Cuba, it may still be some time before the change is noticeable in daily economic life. However, these decisions are being dictated by the dire state of the economy, which contracted by 11% last year amid a sharp downturn in the tourism sector over the COVID-19 pandemic.
Will Grant. 6 days after the coup in Myanmar, there have been signs of growing confidence among protesters defying the military. In the largest such demonstrations yet, thousands of Burmese people have marched through the streets of Yangon. After the marchers dispersed amid widespread power cuts, people showed resistance by banging on pots and pans. Our correspondent Jonathan Head has this report.
Many wore red ribbons in solidarity with the ousted government of Aung San Suu Kyi, who is still being detained. Their route into the centre of Yangon was barred by lines of riot police. There were moments of tension, but the protesters merely pleaded with the police to side with the people, not the army, and did not try to break through. By midday, the military authorities had blocked the most popular social media apps and began shutting down the internet, despite protests from telecom companies and from Facebook. The junta, which seized power on Monday, is unlikely to tolerate street protests like these for much longer.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. There have been demonstrations in cities across Chad as people protest against President Idriss Deby's nomination to run for a sixth term in office in April's elections. This report from Mary Harper.
Police fired tear gas as protesters set tyres ablaze in the capital in N'Djamena. Demonstrators chanted no to a sixth term and leave Deby. Several people were arrested, including a prominent human rights activist. Mr. Deby has been in power for more than 30 years and is seen by many as autocratic. Some of his opponents accuse him of trying to create a monarchy. He's appointed relatives to key positions and has failed to address poverty despite the country's oil wealth.
Sudan says any unilateral step to fill Ethiopia's vast dam on the River Nile later this year would pose a direct threat to its national security. Sudan's Irrigation and Water Resources Minister Yasser Abbas told the Reuters news agency that the US, the European Union, the United Nations and the African Union